Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates July 21st, 1953, and the title is $5,000 Reward. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pamelo,
the Cisco Kid.
Here are a few common myths regarding tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis? Oh, good heavens, no. I couldn't have tuberculosis. I mean, a person of my breeding and culture? Unthinkable.
Wrong. Anyone can get tuberculosis. While it strikes more often in the overcrowded, low-income communities, it knows nor shows any class distinction.
Tuberculosis? No, I couldn't get that. I live on a farm, have all my life. Well, who am I going to catch it from? The cows?
Tuberculosis is caused by a germ transmitted by people, and people are everywhere.
Tuberculosis? I don't even know what that means.
Unfortunately, tuberculosis is found in children as well as adults. That's why we recommend a tuberculosis checkup with your next medical exam.
Tuberculosis? I thought they wiped that out years ago.
If they had, we wouldn't need to say, "This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and death."
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, $5,000 Reward. As many a bad man in the old Southwest found out, the hard-riding Cisco Kid could be tough and relentless. But his sympathy for the weak, the oppressed, and the injured was instant and wholehearted. Take the case of old John Tully, who for years had been one of the best shotgun guards on a mountain stage route. As our story opens, a man is tacking up a poster on a tree in the little town of Stage Run. Another man, on crutches, watches from a little distance.
Well, they'd ought to be able to see that.
Howdy, Mr. Coakley.
Oh, hello, John. You don't have to call me Mr. John. I'm the same fella that used to team that stage over the mountain while you rode shotgun.
You've come a long way since then, Frank. You're the head of the company now, and I'm just an old has-been on crutches. But what's the meaning of that poster?
Just letting the folks know that tomorrow's the 10th anniversary of the company's first run over the mountain.
My thunder, so it is. Well, that was my first run.
Mine, too. So we're going to make a special run with the old Concord just to kind of celebrate the anniversary.
Are you going to be driving, Frank?
Yep. That is, I hope he lost the knack of teaming a six-horse hitch.
Well, you want me to ride shotgun?
I wish you could, John. You ought to be rides, but we'll have some company officials along, and you can't tell about them hold-up men. Yes, you understand.
Yes, sure, Frank. Man's no good with both legs and one arm with it up. Even if he did get shot up in the company service.
You had a perfect record for 5 years.
Yeah, but then if only the company could bring them buzzers to justice, I wouldn't feel so bad, but...
Well, there's still $5,000 reward out for them. Same amount they got away with. Somebody may round them up sometime. Well, so long, Tom.
Man's no good when he's crippled. No good.
I tell you, we're crazy to come back to this town, Sloan.
Yeah, maybe. But people forget a lot of things in 5 years. Most of them wouldn't remember you and me got away with $5,000 in gold off that stage.
I don't like it.
Stop your belly aching, Ranny. Me, I like jokes. I figured it'd be a good joke to hold up the stage on his anniversary run tomorrow. That's why we're back here. Hey, look.
Look at what?
Out in front of that shack just ahead of us. That old geezer on crutches, ain't he? The shotgun guard?
His face looks familiar.
Sure. He's the one we shot down that trip. He goes into the shack. Come on.
Get here. What are you going to do, Sloan?
Well, I'm going to renew acquaintances with him. He won't know us because we had masks over our faces. Besides, I'm getting hungry. I got an idea for a mighty good joke, Granny.
Sometime these jokes of yours are going to get us into trouble.
Well, I'll lay you a bet he don't remember us.
I ain't taking any bets of yours.
No sporting blood, neither. Come on, we'll walk right in.
What do you hombres want?
We're kind of hungry, partner.
Yeah. Don't invite us to eat?
I ain't feeding nobody that walks right into my house without knocking.
He ain't feeding us, he says.
Who are you, hombre? Well, you sounds familiar. You come over the light, I can see you better.
Yeah, get back by that stove and get cooking.
You cowards! You're the man that ain't right back.
Yeah, and I'll hit you again unless you rustle up some grub in a hurry. Now get up.
All right. You got no choice. Now, rustle you some grub.
And then after that, we're going to let you try out them crutches on a good long walk. We're taking you 5 miles out in the desert and leaving you. That's it for a joke, Randy. That's pretty good, huh?
Pancho.
Si, Chico.
We can ride into the town of Stage Run by the mountain trail we are on now, or we can cut across the desert. You choose the way.
I do not care, Cisco. Mountain trail, desert, all the same.
Well, the mountain trail will be cooler, so I think that... Now, what does that shooting mean?
Somebody shoot a coyote, Cisco.
Come on, old man, Dan.
No, I do not think anyone is shooting a coyote, Pancho. Up there, look on.
Go, brother, go now, go.
As soon as we ride out of the mouth of this canyon, we can tell what is going on. Madre mia, Pancho, look. Those two hombres are abusing the senor who is on crutches.
I do not like this, Cisco.
I do not like it either, and we will know the reason why. Diablo, here
we go. Go.
Hey, Paul, look out. Hey, cut them down. They're riding bum into it.
Just exactly what we are doing. Oh, wait.
Come down off the horse.
You two, come down.
Now we will see about this dancing business. I'll teach you to put in.
You will teach me nothing, but perhaps I will teach you something.
I'll get him thrown from behind.
And not more. I can reach your jaw with my fist.
Bueno, Cisco. Now, Pancho, sit down at this one.
And as for you,
that's the way she thinks. I wish I could mix in it.
Well, here is one for you, senor. Here is another one for you.
That's a murdering werewolf.
Pancho, I think they like it, senor. Pancho, take the gun, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho. Take out the cartridges. Now, what about these hombres, senor? Tell us.
Well, they walked into my house in Stage Run and made me get them something to eat. And they thought it'd be funny to bring me out here in the desert and take away my crutches and leave me to try to crawl home.
Oh, Santos.
Before they took away my crutches, they was making me dance for them. Well, I tried. I had to.
I thought I had met some mean hombres in my life, but you two snakes are the worst. Get up on your feet, both of you. Come on, get up! You two!
Easy now. I don't want to fight no more.
Neither do I, stranger.
Now, dance, the both of you.
Oh, what do you mean? I ain't gonna dance.
Well, we will see.
Hey, cut that out! Hey, them bullets just missed my boots!
The next will be even closer! Dance, you scum!
All right!
Faster, you two hombres!
Oh, I'll dance!
Faster!
Look like trained bears, Cisco.
Don't disturb my heart, Bruto, I swear.
All right, that is enough dancing. Pancho and I will take you to your home, senor. As for you, hombres, get on those horses and get out of here pronto. And if you bother the senor any more, I will see you get a worse beating. Vamos, pronto! Now that you are home, Senor Tully, I would like to hear your story.
Senor, say, he used to ride shotgun, no?
that's right. I did.
I have heard of you, senor, and I think I have heard of that particular holdup, but Ancho and I would like to hear it in your own words.
All right, Cisco. You see, up until 5 years ago, I rode shotgun on the mountain stage on the route from Dudley here to Stage Run. Driver was Frank Coakley.
Oh, si, I know Senor Coakley.
Well, long about twilight, with $5,000 in bonds and gold in the box, we was coming down through Springs Pass when all of a sudden...
Oh! All right, hold back them horses, hold them back.
Oh, boy, hold on.
Get your hands up. Come on, get him up.
All right, mister, we ain't arguing with you.
Go down that box.
Kind of heavy. You know as I can lift it. Turn up the horses, Frank.
We got the passengers, John. Can't endanger them.
Listen, I said, throw down that box.
The horses, I can get these scoundrels.
Unless you want a skin full of this lead.
Give them the box, John.
All right. Here she comes, mister.
Now can we go? Only passengers we got are three women.
I'll take a look. All right. Now you can go. Oh, wait a minute. I don't like the looks of your shotgun guard, driver. I figure I'd like to play a little joke on him. Here's the joke.
Oh, my thunder. Down, down.
Now get out of here. Fast.
Get up.
Well, that's the story, Cisco. I lived, but just barely. And I've been like this ever since. I don't mind. I'm used to it now. Thing that hurts is Frank won't let me make that anniversary run. He's planning for tomorrow.
See, I can understand, Senor Tully, but those banditos, have they ever been caught?
No, never.
Aren't you thinking about time to catch them, Senor?
When they held you up that time, did you notice anything about either of them that might provide a clue?
I noticed a big white scar across the forearm of the big one, Cisco. It was a mighty hot evening, and he had his sleeves rolled up.
A big white scar? Mm-hmm. Well, that is something. You say he thought it was a joke to shoot you as he did?
It sure seemed to. Same sense of humor them hombres had that made me try to dance for him.
Every time Pancho think of that, Pancho get mad all over again. Poncho like to kick those hombres good.
You may have that chance, amigo.
What do you mean, Cisco? What do you mean?
Senor Tully, we will be back. I would like to question those two who were trying to make you dance. Right now, Pancho and I are going to trail those hombres until we find them.
That cold water any help, Sloan?
I don't know.
Yeah, sure is a beauty of a shiner you got.
Shut up. I don't want to be reminded of it.
You ain't the only one that's got bruises. I got plenty myself.
Well, hombres ain't going to get away with that. I'm telling you, Randy, they're going to die, both of them.
Well, I thought we'd come back to this town to hold up that anniversary stage.
Yeah, so we did. But no man's given me a beating like that and getting away with it. After I fix this eye, we'll ride back down the mountain and get them two.
Oh, that's all right with me. There's two riders on the trail just below us, Sloan.
Let's see. You're right, Ranny. And it's them two.
Yeah, maybe they're follow-less.
They'll never follow anybody else. Come on, we'll get down the bank. Get them right at the bend of the trail, right by the edge of the cliff. Come on, along this path. Right here, Ranny. This brush is good cover. Get down.
I'll gun down the fat one.
No. I got a better idea. Just keep them covered. Quiet now. Here they come. All right, reach, you buzzards, reach.
Again,
Pancho. Laugh, will you? Well, you'll be laughing out of the other side of your face in just a half a minute. Get down off them horses.
Will you down, Cisco?
I think we're better, amigo. I do not like to argue too much with gun muzzles.
I see it. Pancho, get down, too.
Back away from them horses, you. Want me to get the gun, Sloan?
You won't need this. Walk over to that cliff, you two.
What do you say, Cisco? Santa, that cliff half a mile down to the rocks below.
That's right. And I'm going to watch you fall all the way. Walk to the edge of that cliff.
What we do, Cisco? What do we do?
We will walk to the edge of the cliff, as he says, Pancho.
Not look down, Pancho, get dizzy.
Now go on, jump.
Both of you, I'll fill you full of lead.
It looks as if Cisco and Pancho made a serious mistake in trailing the bandits. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Did you grow up on a farm? Back in 1896, half of America did. A little chilly when you got up. And first you'd feed the chickens. You'd wash up by the back porch. Then you'd come in. Nice and warm inside. Like the hot Ralston cereal your mama had ready for you. You see, 1896 was the year hot Ralston first came along. And it's the same now as it was then. A cereal full of good old-time nutrition. Still got the vitamins, minerals, and protein your whole family needs. Still got that good whole-grain wheat flavor. Instant Ralston cooks in 10 seconds, or regular Ralston. Old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
Back to the Cisco Kid and our thrilling story, $5,000 Reward. When Cisco discovered the two strangers abusing crippled old John Tully, one-time shotgun guard of the mountain stage line, he gave them the beating they deserved, then sent them on their way. Later, after hearing Tully's story of how he was shot and crippled during a holdup 5 years before, Cisco suspected that the two strangers might be the two wanted bandits. Trailing them to their mountain hideout, Cisco and Pancho were taken prisoners by the men, who then ordered them to walk off a high cliff.
Now,
go on, jump off that cliff.
Madre mia, this would have to happen before our mission is completed. Now that gold will not be... Oh, but never mind.
What gold?
Oh, it is nothing.
Come on, I said what gold?
Oh, merely a shipment of gold from the bank in the town of Dudley to be carried on the anniversary stage run tomorrow.
Gold, eh? What do you got to do with it?
Oh, I have said too much already. Santa, there is a bee buzzing close to my face.
Pancho, not see a
man
bee.
Away with my sombrero, and then throw the sombrero in your face. Hey. The other one, Pancho.
Please, just go, Pancho, grab him.
Hey, you cannot shoot straight with the sombrero in your face, can you, homie? Grab that gun.
Hey, you tore my shirt.
Hey, I did. Grab that gun. Ah, there, I have the gun.
Pancho, got these hombres' guns, Cisco.
The boot is now on the other foot.
What boot and what foot, Cisco?
Never mind that now, Pancho. Break out the cartridges and his guns and throw them away.
Pancho, not see no boot.
I'll do the same with this one's guns. There's no time to deal further with you now. Here are your guns back. At your feet.
Diablo! Logo!
Next time, hombres, we will not be so gentle with you. Easy now. Come, Pancho.
Next time we rough, no?
Up, Diablo.
Up, Logo, go now. Pancho not understand, Cisco.
You do not understand what, Chico?
Pancho not know about the shipping of gold on the what do you call it, stage?
The anniversary stage.
The anniversary stage.
Oh, so far as I know, there is not going to be any shipment of gold.
No?
I merely want those banditos to think so.
What they do?
Unless I am greatly mistaken, they will attempt to hold up the stage at the exact point they held up the stage 5 years ago.
When Senor Tully shot?
Si. When banditos hold anyone up, their pattern is generally the same.
Now, Cisco know they're the same banditos.
Why do you think I ripped that hombre's shirt in the scuffle, Pancho?
Pancho not know.
Only to get a look at his arms.
With the arms?
And the white scar that Senor Tully mentioned was there.
Oh, Pancho, see now. But Cisco...
Si?
Cisco not bring the banditos into the sheriff.
No, I did not, amigo. I have other plans.
Other plans.
And here's the stage office. Oh, Diablo.
Oh, Logo, you got other plans now.
Bueno. Senor Coakley is in his office.
Pancho still not know, but
Pancho
go.
Oh, come on.
Here, Coakley? Yeah. Oh, you're the Cisco Kid, ain't you?
Si, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Buenos dias, senor.
Howdy, Pancho.
I will come right to the point, Senor Coakley. Perhaps you will agree that I have done a number of favors for your stage line pilot to the sun.
You sure have, Cisco. Everybody knows that.
In return, I would like to ask you to grant me one small favor.
Sure thing, if I can grant it.
I would like Senor Tully to ride shotgun on your trip tomorrow.
Well, I don't know, Cisco. I'd sure like to have John go along, but might be bandits around.
See, there might be, but I will pledge myself that your passengers will not be harmed.
But I already arranged for Sam Muldoon to ride shotgun.
Senor Tully was shot and crippled in your service, Senor Coakley. To make that run tomorrow, as he used to, would be almost as good as a medical treatment for him. Surely you can grant such a small favor.
But if there should be trouble...
I venture to say Senor Tully can use his shotgun with his one good arm as well as many men with two good arms.
All right, then, Cisco. I'll tell Sam he won't be needed, and you can notify John yourself that he can ride shotgun.
No, senor. Coming from me, it would mean nothing to him. Coming from you, it would mean everything.
Yes, you're right. I'll call around and tell him.
And please do not mention that Pancho or I had any connection at all with you. Adios, senor, and muchas gracias.
We can leave the horses here in this grove, Ranny.
All right.
Just a few steps out to where the stage road comes down past here. Come on. Just where we got them 5 years ago.
Yeah, but if you ask me, there's something wrong with this. Wait and see, Sloan. That Cisco's up to something. He's smart.
Well, I'm just a little smarter. Maybe he did get away from me up there on the cliff, but next time he won't. I'll look him up after we get this gold. Yeah, right behind these rocks. This is a good place. Stage will be coming right along, Ranny. Put on your mask.
Hey, that ain't our horses, Winnie and Sloan. They're down the trail. Somebody's coming up here.
Somebody is already here already. Come off. They're not going to hear about Francisco.
Yeah, what'd I tell you? He was hit behind the rocks.
You speak too late. Get your hands up and keep them there. Pancho?
Yes? Once again, take their guns and empty them of cartridges.
Yes, Cisco, once again. Pancho, I think this is going to be a habit.
Now, you, Sloan, roll up your sleeves.
Roll up my sleeves?
That is what I said, and quickly.
All right.
Now, listen, both of you coyotes. When you get your guns back, you are to step out and hold up that stage. Just exactly as you did before.
As we did before. Now, hey, look.
We never held up any stage.
Do not will again. Never.
Oh, we're just doing this for the joke of it.
Say, I know you have a keen sense of humor, Sloan. I also have a keen sense of humor, so this is my little joke.
Here's the guns back, hombres. And your horses.
We can't go out there with empty guns.
We'll get shot down, Cisco.
You are going out there, as I said, when that stage comes down the road. Unless, of course, you would prefer...
No, I ain't mixing any more with you, Cisco. We'll go out like you say.
Very well. And remember, Pancho and I will be right behind you, hidden behind these rocks with these guns on you. If you try to escape or say anything about us to anyone, well, only these guns will talk for us.
Nothing, hombre. Not say nothing.
Now move forward until I say to stop. Right there. Get down behind those rocks and wait.
Cisco, these hombres get killed, no?
How will they get killed, Pancho?
Senor Tully rides shotgun, Cisco. He see the hombre, he shoot.
Pancho, while we were at Senor Tully's house last night, I went out in the back room to look at his shotgun and his box of shells.
See, si, well, Senor Tully and Pancho talk, huh?
See? Si. Uh-huh. I opened all those shells, amigo, took the buckshot out of them, and put in wads of paper.
Oh, blank shots. Hmm?
See? Si. They are now, Pancho.
Big joke, and somebody know.
Here's the stage, hombres. Now get ready.
I sure don't like this.
Now, go out there, pronto.
All right, on the stage. Get him up. Pull the horses.
Frank, look, it's Sim. It's them same bandits.
Throw down the box.
You maverick.
Come on, throw it down.
The only thing else throw down
is... Look out,
this.
Hey, jumping snakes, that stuff stinks.
Here's the plenty more, as soon as I can get some more shells.
No, we're giving up. We're reaching.
You better, you blasted murderers. Frank, get down and tie them skunks up. Do it myself.
Come, Pancho, we are not needed here any longer.
Where are we going now, Cisco?
We'll get our horses and ride a ways down the mountain on another trail.
Another trail.
Then we'll ride up as if we were merely coming to meet the stage. The way those hombres jump, the wads of paper stung worse than bees.
Cisco,
run the stage, Pancho.
Slow down.
Pancho, the two hombres must be tied inside the stage.
Huh?
One of the passengers, I would judge, is riding one of their horses and leading the other.
It's a big joke. It's a big joke.
Hola! The stage!
Howdy, Cisco, howdy. By thunder, we got him there inside.
See, and whom do you have inside, senor?
Well, them blasted bandits. They tried to hold us up the same place, Cisco.
Well, bueno, senor Tully. Oh, that is good.
Good for you, senor.
Pancho, stop laughing. I suppose you are very pleased, are you not, senor Coakley?
Yeah, I am, Cisco. But let me look at that shotgun, John. What'd you have it loaded with?
I loaded with buckshot, Frank. What you think?
Well, can't understand.
Possibly, Senor Tully did not mean to kill them, Senor Coakley, or perhaps in the excitement his aim was none too good. It might happen to anyone. But that $5,000 reward, does that not go to Senor Tully?
I guess it does. But I sure do.
I would not ask too many questions, Senor.
I ain't gonna ask no questions, Cisco. Any way you look at it, it was a mighty fine job. Get there!
Si, Senor Coakley. Give all your thanks to Senor John Tully.
Yes.
Hey, Pancho.
You know, the other night we were over at Senor Tully's house, huh?
Si, amigo, we were over there.
Pancho sees something he liked very much over there.
Oh? What did you see that you liked?
Hang on the wall. What do you call it? You look at that and you see you.
Oh, you mean that little mirror Senor Tully had on his wall, eh?
The little mirror on the wall.
Hey.
Pancho, look at Pancho a long time with the little mirror on the wall.
I noticed that you stood in front of that mirror for a long time, Pancho.
A long time.
But, Pancho, part of the time, you had your eyes closed.
Yes, I had my eyes closed, huh?
Well, why did you have your eyes closed?
Well, Pancho wants to know something.
Oh, what did you want to know, Pancho?
Pancho wants to know how he looks when he is asleep.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Hey, got a riddle for you. Ready?
What can you catch without chasing it? What can you catch without a glove? What can you catch while you were standing still? What can you catch without an ounce of skill? What can you catch and never know it? What can you catch and never show it? What can you catch without knowing you caught it and then pass it on to someone else?
Give up? Well, the answer is tuberculosis. Maybe you guessed it. If so, that's where the guessing should stop. To find out for sure whether you have active TB or not, make certain your next medical exam includes a tuberculosis checkup.
To cure it fast is to find it first, and to find it there's only one way. Get a TB checkup. A TB checkup today.
This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.